T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With the Jason and John Show.
Breaking news, according to Evan Daniels, RJ Hampton is reclassifying into the 2019 class. That is according to Rod Hampton. This is what Rod said. Just his play at USA, and not from everyone else said, but it was my feeling as his dad. His play at USA in this weekend, it was stellar. You got bona fide pros in that league in 24 months, 36 months. You have bona fide pros from 2020 to 2022. We talked about it before this weekend, and then on the plane on the way back, he said he didn't have anything left for high school. Now, if you're a listener to this show, you knew this day would come. It was just a matter of when.
Yeah.
Rod Hampton, we asked him explicitly what would be the benefits to staying in high school.
It's one of the greatest questions you've asked.
I appreciate that, and I've asked a lot of great ones, I feel. But Rod said none. The benefits to him coming back and staying in 2020, there would be none.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's reclassifying into the 2019 class, and here are his final four schools: Kentucky, Kansas, Memphis, and Texas Tech.
Whoa, Duke, that has changed.
Duke is no longer on the list. Now, that makes sense because they just took Cassius Stanley.
Right.
Trey Jones is coming back.
We've said that. We said it felt like, you know, that they're more out of the picture if he did decide to reclassify and Memphis could get involved for this year.
Boogie Ellis is obviously in the fold there still. So not a lot of room. I mean, not that there's not room.
And Jones came back.
But it's just too crowded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just way too crowded. Those are the final four schools.
It feels like Duke got replaced by Texas Tech, who obviously made a great run. Chris Beard just re-upped. Didn't get $100 million.
I'm glad you said that. But was he the third highest paid now?
Yeah. Oh, dude, he's loaded and should be. He's earned it.
Yeah, so anyway.
Fast riser, that guy.
No question about it. So that is the situation. RJ Hampton is reclassifying.
This is getting interesting, brother.
What?
Even though he still expected it. Still,
right.
Now, I mean, I think the difference is we expected it in July.
The timing is everything.
We expected you'd be playing the waiting game till then.
The timing changes everything because, you know, the whole thing with what Memphis was going to do for the rest, like we know, Lester, Precious, and then some combination. We've told you for weeks that Trenton Watford was unlikely, or at least looking more unlikely than he had. So it really boiled down to Rajon Tucker, the graduate transfer who they had in this past weekend, and RJ Hampton, when and if he reclassified. And you only have so many spots. Now, spots could open up. It could happen. You know, you always hear rumblings. But as of now, you got 3 scholarships. That's what you got. So if you're setting aside 2 for Preston and Lester, which, by the way, you are, you got 1 left. Rajon and RJ ain't playing together. They just ain't. It's one or the other. Because you got a grad transfer who's going to want to score.
Both of them need the ball in their hands to show the NBA what they're going to do.
No question about it. There's no question about it. So, the issue was, Rajon is trying to make his decision relative, like now, effectively, right? This month, May.
Right.
RJ wouldn't, at least our previous sort of assumption was, he wouldn't declare his intentions to reclassify until July.
Wasn't an assumption, it's what Dad had said.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, how can you navigate that situation? You can't gamble, right?
Right.
When you've got a 20-point scorer in Rajon Tucker, if he calls you and commits,
you don't want to miss on both.
You
can't afford to miss on both.
Bird in the hand, better than 2 in the bush. Well, now you're streamlined a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Now RJ is going to make a decision before July. I would assume the late period goes until May. So now he's basically got the next 2 weeks. I'm assuming he's got the next 2 weeks to make a choice. And that makes it a lot easier to navigate if you're the University of Memphis, because now it really is like you can choose. You can really choose.
All right, here's what I'm thinking. Just because of the signing periods now doesn't mean he can't wait till July to make a college decision. not why he would, right? And it was wait till we get off the YBL, then we're going to make the decision to reclassify. And that's changed, so maybe you don't.
Right.
But he could. He could wait.
I guess he could, yes.
Yeah, there's nothing pressing that he's got to get it done during the – as long as you're enrolled by August, you're good.
No doubt.
It feels like, John, I mentioned this to you yesterday, and I thought it might change the way other schools in terms of approach their recruitment of him. This weekend, John, when folks were saying he's playing like the number one prospect in the class of 2020 or 2019, you know what that means? They're saying he's playing better and looking better than even James Wiseman's looked, than Anthony Edwards has looked, right, if he reclassifies.
Right.
It's that talk, brother, that dad's feeling.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's striking while the iron's hot. John, do you realize if he's the number one player in the class of 2019, you know what that makes him? The possible number one pick in the 2020 draft.
Yep.
Right? Why push it any further? Why need to wait till July then to announce that you're reclassifying when right now you're hot? Mm-hmm. It's what Rod told you in that quote right there. It's what he said in that quote. He had a monster weekend where people are talking about him as the number one prospect in the country again. He's 2020 now, 2019. That was whatever class he was in. So if you're dad, why don't you announce that you're reclassing? Because, again, if you're a top prospect in 19, that means you're one of the top prospects in the 2020 draft. Why not go and capitalize? Doesn't make any sense to wait.
No, that's...
And to your point, now that it's in the open and you've done it, it streamlines things for Memphis. It puts them more in terms of you don't have to wait and see. You don't have to tell Rajon, you know what, man, we got to wait till July to wait on RJ. We got one Scully, and you know how to, you don't have to wait anymore because now you've got them both pretty much in the same spot, right, where they're both in a stage now where it's commit stage, right? It's picking your school, and you can tell them. I guess you could tell them, you know, first come, first served.
Right, which is kind of what you were saying already in a way, but like now, you know, I think now you can actually. You know, now you can sort of really slow play.
Maybe you even buckle down, you go hard at RJ.
Yeah.
Again, you're talking about a player that's possibly the number one player in the class. We'll see what Evan Daniels says, how high he would put him in 2019.
Yeah, that's actually interesting.
That'll be a great reason to have Evan Daniels on next.
Does it affect James Wiseman?
Uh-huh.
You know, does it drop James Wiseman? I don't know.
Anthony Edwards, Cole, Anthony, all those guys. You're talking about a guy that's going to be in the mix there for number one pick in the 2020 draft. So, of course, if you're Memphis, you want him, right? And now that you know that it's happening and it's been said now, you can say,
yeah,
okay, we're going on. We need you now. We need you right now. You know what I'm saying? And go full court press on RJ and maybe a little bit, maybe you take a little bit of your foot off the gas on Rajon.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. And
I think
see.
So. I think so.
That's the way they'll play it.
You know, because Rajon's got two more visits, you know, so you kind of just let him take those. And you kind of, I think, like you said, you focus – on RJ and getting that
pedal
done.
Pedal to the metal on him.
You know, obviously, you know, we've heard Rod talk about how much his relationship with Mike means. Like, he calls Mike just to shoot the stuff. You know, like, so clearly Memphis has done a great job relationship building. And now that now that it's not just a sort of distant possibility with RJ that he reclassifies, well, it's about to heat up.
Speaking of relationship building, you see the tweet from LeBron about, you know, to Mike. Mike Miller?
I did see that. That's big time.
That was timely. Timely when you're talking about you're trying to recruit a guy the likes of R.J. Hampton and, you know, who's possibly going to be a top three, top five pick in the 2020 draft now that he's reclassified. It's pretty good timing to show off your relationships.
Mm-hmm. Data message rates apply national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
6 o'clock, code word is GONE, G-O-N-E. You can text GONE to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. It's the Unicorn Cash Code, and we do it every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. So you have the entire 6 o'clock hour to text GONE, G-O-N-E, to 72881. Text GONE, G-O-N-E, 72881. Good luck. Your next code is coming up tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with Golic and Wingo on 92.9.
By the way, Rod Hampton going to join us.
Stop it.
Yep, I booked that just now. Thank you. Yes, sir.
John, I'm getting titillated.
That is confirmed. Rod Hampton going to join the show at 12:25. We're going to push Clay to 1 o'clock. He'll understand, certainly.
Oh, he's going to understand.
So Rod Hampton, one of my favorite fathers in the entire world, will join us.
Oh my lord!
At 12:25,
this show just turned it up
to break down
max level, bro.
Exactly. to break down exactly what it means. Listen, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. because RJ was waiting.
Let me calm down.
Yeah, you need to calm down over there. Yeah. Because RJ was waiting until July, and given sort of what I heard over the weekend, I kind of chalked it up.
Me too.
I kind of conceded RJ.
Because you can't miss on both.
Yeah.
If you're Memphis, you got to get one or the other. And we've said that we know that staff values experience scoring in the backcourt. We know they think it could help them next year, and we've laid out the reasons why. You've lost so much. We all think Tyler and Alo are going to make a jump, but obviously the rest of it is inexperienced. It's talented freshmen coming in, but inexperienced. And with Rajon, it's not a freshman. It's someone who's been through it, yes, at a lower level at Little Rock, but he's proven he can get it done against good teams.
No doubt. No doubt. So, you know, that's not to diminish Rajon. Like you said, like he is a really good player.
You just change your pressure on the gas. You just change the pedal you're on.
You know,
bit.
Because Rajon would be it feels a need because you need scoring and you need experience. RJ feels a need because you need talent and you need a point guard. And honestly, I mean, RJ is a perfect fit for Memphis. And I mean, like, for what they need, the holes they're trying to plug, bro, like he's the key to me. Big guard, can run the show, you know, can score as well. Like, he's the link, bro.
John, what if you get James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, and RJ Hampton?
Mm-hmm.
How is that different than what Duke did last year?
I don't think it is.
It's not.
I don't think it is at all.
That's three.
Yeah, I mean,
that's three guys right now picks. That you think mock. Again, the mocks didn't have RJ Hampton in 2020 because he hadn't reclassified yet. That's three guys could go top 10.
Yep. It would clearly be the best Memphis has ever done. It would clearly be the best class Memphis has ever put together.
Bro, everything else would wilt away compared to it.
Yes.
Three lottery,
including maybe two top five players, two top five, you know, picks in James Wiseman.
Precious right now, mock.
Precious
eight,
got a chance.
Eight or nine,
you know,
in the two mocks we've seen for 2020.
You know, because RJ
that's ridiculous, dude.
Oh, it's just, it's frankly, it's
what
surreal.
Did I tell you about being the story in college basketball? All this goes down.
Oh, if Memphis
you believe
gets,
me then, wouldn't you?
If Memphis gets RJ Hampton, all bets are off.
Because you already feel like Precious is getting done, don't you?
I mean, I think Lesser and Precious are yeah.
Millsy, this do you feel this right now?
This is electric.
It is. do people feel this in their cars?
I don't know if they feel it in their cars or not. What are they, electrified?
In your cubicles?
Are they electrified?
I hope they are. I hope they feel this outside this studio. What's really feeling like it's a real possibility here?
What
already feel like you're two-thirds of the way to it, John. I'm going to lower my voice because I'm getting too excited.
Well, let's just...
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God. And Mills has discovered the drops.
Bruh, it's all coming together
it
on
really
this
is,
day.
It
on
really
this
is
day.
Electric over there. You know, let's put it in perspective here. This is a once-in-a-generation recruiting class that Penny is on the verge of assembling.
You ain't lying.
I mean, that's what, you know, it's...
It's like that perfect storm that allowed Golden State to put together what it did, John.
It is. It really is. It is. It's like everything is coming together, you know?
Because, again, so much of this revolves around having the number one guy right now. And
exactly.
How many times are you going to have the number one guy in your city with Penny having the relationship that he's got with him?
Exactly right.
So much just revolves around James.
Yes.
But now you're talking about adding other lottery picks for 2020.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And that is something that, by the way, you reap the rewards of years down the line.
Oh. They all go in the lottery?
You know, that is something.
You're doing this for... hopefully on an annual basis.
Yeah.
To where you can recruit these level kids.
It's true. So that is something that, you know, listen, you get these kids, obviously your expectations ratchet up big time. You know, now you go from, you know, if you have RJ Precious, Lester, James.
We talking about top 5 team, top 10 team, definitely. Top 10, definite.
It's a definite.
If they don't put him in the five, it's because of Penny and they don't believe in the coaching experience. I would say that. With three lottery picks, who else is going to have it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Duke. Maybe. Next year?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's – I mean, listen,
you'd have to be five or six at the lowest, it feels like. I don't know how you could put them nine or ten with three lottery picks.
I think Memphis is right there for RJ, man. I really do. I mean,
what do they have to do?
They're one of four.
Like, because with RJ, here's what you have that the other schools on that list don't. John, Texas Tech, Kentucky, you feel like you've got the number one pick at least right now before you sign up, at least we think, in James Wiseman. You feel like you've got Precious Achiuwa. This is Duke last year. RJ, you're the third piece when it comes to those, again, lottery picks. Again, and this ain't no, believe me, this is not saying DJ Jeffries ain't going to come here and shine.
Right.
You know, that Lester Quinones is not going to come here and shine. But again, there's a separation there. We're talking about guys who were mocked up in the 2020 draft. You sell that to RJ. What other one of those three schools, John, is he going to do that? Can't you sell him? We've got a better chance to win a national championship. If you're Penny Hardaway,
we got
a better chance to win a national championship than those other three schools on your list.
I think that's absolutely right.
You can
right.
make a compelling case that you do.
Again, it's the same. To me, the pitch is the same for him that it is for Rajon.
Good grief.
Which is, yeah, you can go to these other schools and you can light it up and whatever, but only at Memphis can you play with the number one player in the country.
Cubicle Nations has responded, and it's excited.
Who is a center, by the way. That's the other unique thing about it is, you know, it's not the number one player in the country is not a guard. He's a center who complements what you do.
My John, stop it.
Who you can play a high low with, who you can dominate college basketball with. Who can guard that? Who can guard a high low of RJ Hampton and James Wiseman? I'll wait.
No one. You got to take a sip of water on that.
I'm having a hard time.
I know.
So,
you can stay calm.
So, Rod Hampton is going to join us at 12:25.
Lord.
We are on
the precipice of something great.
No question.
The only thing that could.
And then, by the way, like, if you don't get RJ Hampton, like, you're probably getting Rajon Tucker, you know, which I know it's not as sexy, but.
You're right. I mean, just that with. If you're telling me that Precious and Lester are in, and I feel good about it too, but I love that you're feeling good about it too. That's the thing that really gets the guest we'll have on 11:45 also believes that Precious is going to Memphis. Evan
right.
Daniels, who switched his crystal ball pick. Look, that right there is monstrous. There's no question. What RJ Hampton represents is taking it to a level unlike anything you could have ever imagined in your wildest dreams.
No doubt.
You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, like, just think about when Penny got the job. Everybody thought, yeah, man, like, he's going to get James Wise and he's going to get all the local kids. And what if I told you that was just the beginning?
Gosh, I wish we had some 30 for 30.
What if I told you? Oh, my.
Mills, you never let us down.
It is everybody is stepping up today. I mean, what if I told you that when Penny Hardaway got the Memphis job 1 year ago,
yes,
that not only would he land the number one player in America in James Wiseman.
There's more.
Not only would he sweep the renewable resource that is Memphis basketball talent in the class of 2019.
Building the wall.
What if I told you that that was just the start?
John, you got me hyped.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, this is this. I hope everybody appreciates
this. I hope the rest of the country is looking.
And doesn't take it for granted, because you know what? You may live for 44, 50, 60 more years, and you may never see Memphis basketball involved with this caliber of player in the same class ever again.
My heart's fluttering, John. Mills, is great work.
Great work, Mills.
I'm getting emotional.
Rod Hampton, the father of RJ Hampton, who, of course, is reclassifying in the class of 2019, is going to join us.
Coming up next on The Six.
Yeah, Duke, I mean, you know, Duke's a great program, man. And, you know, I think every visit he took when he left, he wanted to sign with the school. Every year he went to Duke, he wanted to sign with them. When he left Memphis, oh, man, I want to come to Memphis. Okay, so, you know.
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.